So it's second down and 10 for the Huskies. Ball on the left hash at their own 54, going right to left in their home green and white uniforms. And a shotgun snap for Siemens. Kyle Siemens zips one over the middle. Wobbler is picked off. And that one is picked off by Zach Moore, his second INT of the season. And Kyle Siemens doesn't look too good early on.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his work at markgreshner.com. By Face First Medical Aesthetics on the second level of Gabos and Dudney Avenue in a place they call Beauty Avenue. Guys, Botox is getting big. I know you look after your body, but how about your face? Turn back the clock in a naturally looking way. More and more men are doing that with Botox. Go check out Crescenta there at Face First Medical Aesthetics. Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina. Get in the real estate game with the three-time Grey Cup champ. Give him a call, 306-502-5355. Pizza Hut's in Saskatchewan, and David Dubay and the Concord Group of Companies, thanks to him for getting on board. I really appreciate his support year after year. Zelko Stefanovic and the SASLEX football program out there at the Yar Center, developing the stars of tomorrow today, especially with their 7-on-7 league. Still 3 weekends of action, and I will go out and check one of those weekends out, as they're doing great work out there, giving us football in a time where football isn't so easy to come by right now with COVID-19. Also, Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn with Corey Zadorozniak. For grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance, give Corey Zadorozniak a call out there at Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. Now, normally this podcast is for football purposes, as it is growing the game with Ballsy to promote football in the province, especially at the amateur level. If you have a story you want me to pursue, please reach out to me at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com or go to my Growing the Game with Ballsy Facebook page, send me a message there, and I'd be pleased to help. But every once in a while, I deviate here. Sometimes I talk baseball, sometimes, who knows, it's wrestling. We've talked basketball in the past, but right now I'd like to concentrate on female hockey and Alyssa Hine, who's a former Riffle Royal student who went to the United States to play hockey and is a frontline healthcare worker battling COVID-19 in the New York area. It's quite a story, and it is our homegrown segment brought to you by Riviera Ag Seeds, Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified Durham yellow peas and chickpeas. Now, Alyssa, thanks for taking time to talk to me today on Growing the Game with Ballsy. Where do I find you today? Where are you?
I'm currently just north of New York City right now.
So how did you end up playing D3 hockey in New York? Tell us about your journey from Riffle there.
So I went to Riffle for 2 years of high school, my grade 10 and 11. And then I went to Notre Dame my grade 12 year playing junior women's hockey. And it was through playing junior women's that I realized that Division III hockey was just as competitive as CIS and even Division I. And that's how I found Canton, was through one of my coaches at Notre Dame College.
So how have you found that level of hockey down south?
It's awesome. It's great hockey. I would say it's very comparable to CIS hockey right now. Lots of very talented players come down and play in the U.S. It just gives women another opportunity to play outside of Canada, outside of Division I. It's a great opportunity for women right now.
What position do you play, Alyssa?
Defense.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Did you look up to anybody, any athlete growing up, either male or female, as you pursued hockey excellence?
Oh, of course. I know, like, my generation, women grew up watching and listening to Haley Wickenheiser, as well as many other, like, male NHL players. But it was mostly like the women's Olympic team that we all kind of grew up listening, watching, and aspiring to be.
Now, you are a frontline healthcare worker down there. Tell me about that.
It's definitely a crazy time to work in healthcare. It's scary right now, especially down in the States, especially in the New York City area where it's heavily populated. However, I love what I do, and I would never change my career path. for anything.
As we talk right now, I think we have 26 active cases in the Regina area where I base this podcast out of in your hometown. But what's it like, just to paint a picture for us, how serious the situation is in the United States? Because I think we get numb to the fact that it's a big problem down there. Just tell us some of the stories you've seen.
Well, the biggest story that I could say that I worked with personally that impacted me specifically was we had a woman that came in. She just had a baby, and she ended up contracting coronavirus, whether it was in the community or in the hospital. And she actually ended up being intubated and passed away several days later due to it. And she was really, really, really young, in her early or mid-20s, and passed away, had a baby, had another baby at home. So it just kind of goes to show that it's not just old people. It's not just affecting certain populations. It's affecting everybody, even people that you would assume are healthy.
Yeah. What's it like in a situation like that when people can't even say goodbye to their loved ones and have to be at a distance and something like that? That's heartbreaking too.
Well, when we weren't allowing visitors, like, we were their family. We were the people that they talked to. Us nurses, like, we were the ones that were helping our patients make all the decisions, even when they couldn't make them. We were the ones relaying to families the reality of what was going on. So it definitely put a big burden on our shoulders, and it definitely made us realize our position, not only in healthcare, but also in the community.
Yeah, so how about yourself? Are you keeping yourself, how do you keep yourself together both physically and mentally? Because you've obviously got the physical element of it where you could contract it, but also mentally when you have to be, like you said, the kind of the burden, and it's part of your job, but being their loved ones when they can't be around their loved ones, helping both the patient and their family deal with this. And I imagine your job has to do with a lot of isolation. Like, you can't be in contact with a lot of people, right?
Yeah, it's hard because my outlet, being an athlete, is working out and going to the gym and skating and kind of doing that kind of stuff. And right now, actually, the gym's just opened up about a month ago, surprisingly. So that really hasn't been an option. So it's been a lot of mental toughness, I want to say, a lot of being by yourself, but also realizing that I'm in a good position. I'm not sick. I'm healthy. Whereas there's a lot of people, even my age, that contract it, are sick, or in the hospitals. So it's kind of just like realizing that I'm one of the lucky ones currently.
Yeah. So how much does it make you appreciate the game of hockey? And, you went through some tough things probably in hockey, and you're playing hockey away from home, and that can be mentally challenging too, but it's nothing compared to what you're dealing with on the front lines as a healthcare worker.
No, hockey definitely set me up for success in both athletics, academics, and now like in the real world. Not that I feel like I'm a real adult, but it's definitely made me realize that if you're a high-end hockey player, that you can kind of battle and deal with anything. So
yeah, we talk about with even the football guys, it's more than just wins and losses, and football can teach you so many things about teamwork and goal setting and that type of stuff, mental fortitude. Really, is that like, what kind of things have you brought from hockey to the front lines of healthcare?
Well, healthcare, similar to hockey, is all about teamwork. You know, it's not just a doctor diagnosing things. It's not just a nurse taking care of your patients. There's a whole team of us. And when the coronavirus hit, we went from nurse to patient to nurse to nurse. Like, we went to team nursing. But we were kind of all battling, all taking care of everybody together versus like you're kind of on your island alone. So that was kind of a big realization to all of us that we need each other in order to, one, battle the disease that's out there, and to kind of get on the upper hand of it and come out successful, which in this case, hopefully all of our patients survive.
I know when you get into nursing, you think you're going to be in some of the worst situations you could ever imagine. But at any point in this, have you thought, gee, what did I get myself into here?
I think we think about that every single day, whether the coronavirus is a reality or not. we deal with a lot of hard situations, a lot of hard topics, a lot of hard discussions. And you almost have to be mature enough to be able to deal with it, as well as be able to, like, sit down and have those conversations, because we're in the rooms when patients are told that they have cancer and they're going to only be around for a couple more months, or that they're dying, or whatever it is. So it's definitely a big realization, not only to the patient, but to us.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, where does hockey stand for you right now? Like, what's your hockey future right now?
Well, as long as everything goes as planned, we're supposed to have our season starting in January. I'm supposed to be back in Canton around Christmas time, which is where I play Canton College.
Mm-hmm.
But that's as long as cases kind of diminish in New York State. It's all based on government right now. Our colleges don't get any opinions on it.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I get to be back in Canton for the start of season, which is in January. I think it's January 5th is when we start our first weekend games.
So you got friends and family still back here. I work out with your brother and your dad over at the Brick House Gym here on Dewdney Avenue. But do you have a message for friends and family back here? Like I said, we only have 26 active cases, and we're not stupid. We realize a lot of our luck comes from the fact we're not overpopulated like in New York. But you've seen it firsthand. You've seen how bad it can be firsthand. My son got it. He's down in the States. He got a mild case, although he can't smell or taste anything to this point, and it's been a month. But do you have any message for people back here that might be kind of just like, COVID-19, it's made up, or COVID-19, big deal?
My first thing is that everybody should be wearing a mask when at all possible. Social distancing is a real thing. This is how we fight it. We all know that. It's backed up by science now. And I think everybody just needs to realize that we need to be safe, and we need to take these precautions seriously. Because even if they're not seeing it affecting their loved ones, or if they're not seeing it in the area, they could be flying down to Florida, which is allowed right now, and they could be spreading it to everybody, or they could be getting it and spreading it to other people. So I just think everybody just needs to be taking the proper precautions and think of it as if, like, they were sick themselves. Like, how would you feel?
Alyssa, it was great to meet you. Thanks for all you're doing, and hopefully you get back on the ice and do something you love to give yourself a bit of a mental break.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks to Alyssa for joining me here on Growing the Game with Ballsy. I know you people will be happy with the deviation away from football. She's doing such great work on the front lines in New York. We're kind of sheltered here in Saskatchewan. So good luck to Alyssa. Be safe. Regina's cheering you on. Your family here is cheering you on, not only on the front lines of COVID, which is most important, but also hoping that you get back to playing hockey for your physical and mental health. Well, the internet lost its mind this week when a fly landed on U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's head and stayed there for about 2 minutes in his perfectly groomed hair. Now, of course, you're Growing the Game with Ballsy. We have our microphones everywhere, and our production staff enhanced the audio so you can hear exactly what happened.
It's a wonderful question. And
let me land here for a minute.
And in America,
is this hair or steel wool? I declare this head Flyzonia.
Don't assume that what you're seeing.
Ooh, dandruff on the jacket. Dandruff on the jacket.
What?
Hey, shout out to all you other flies watching out there. Watch out for the swatter.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.